I take my text this morning from the first book of sacred scripture, the book of Genesis. Abel offered the firstlings of his flock, and the Lord had respect to Abel and to his offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A week ago, we came to church to hear that the Virgin had brought forth her firstborn son. And today we see her offer him in sacrifice unto God. Indeed, your first activity, because you're here at Mass today, of the new year, of the first day of the first month of this new decade and new year, is to offer the perfect sacrifice to Almighty God. That's what you were focused on, doubtless, when you got up this morning and to get yourself ready and the kids and to make it to Mass on time, to make it to Bethlehem, to offer the sacrifice, to give to Almighty God your very best. The secularists and the humanists who write popular books and who run quite a bit of the media and the public school system for which we pay so dearly, the atheists and those who advertise at this holy season of the year, taking out billboards against religion, like to charge religion with the responsibility for all of the violence and all of the hatred and all of the wars of history. Man, of course, even had there not been religion, but how could there be man without religion, as it is a part of our makeup? It is a natural thing to us as well as revealed. Man would certainly have managed one way or another on his own. But the fact of the matter is that the first act of violence, the first murder, was, well, we would say not caused, but occasioned by religion. The cause? Why, look for it in original sin. Concupiscence, that pull of the flesh we have towards anger and vengeance and pride and cheapness with God. And not only religion occasioned the first murder in man's history, the very highest act of the virtue of religion, adoration, expressed by the offering up of a sacrifice. Then, early on this first day of the new year, my dear traditional Catholics, learn a lesson. Never complain again about the divisions and the disagreements, and worse, which are occasioned by religion. It was one of our Christmas saints who said, and I think it was either St. Nick himself, St. Nicholas, or St. Ambrose, who also comes in Advent, who said, it is not enough just to be against, to be for the truth. You must also speak against error. There are many who, meaning to do well and to promote peace, never bring up controversy or suffer it to be discussed, as though that were somehow pleasing to God. Remember, though, St. Augustine teaches, veritas odium paret. Truth gives birth to hatred. It is always so. And the Savior says, I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. He who submits his innocent infant flesh today to the knife of the old covenant, the first shedding of blood for Christ, we call his circumcision. Now, the brothers, Cain and Abel, both offered to God at the same time a sacrifice, because this is how man worships God, not by praise and worship services with a big screen and music and a dramatic sermon and dancing and all of the rest. No. Man worships God by offering him a sacrifice, the offering and the destruction or immolation of the victim, in token that God is the Lord of life and of death, and that we deserve death because of our sins. In adoration, we offer sacrifices. In thanksgiving, in atonement for our sins, and in petition for blessings. Cain offered up the fruits of the earth. He was a farmer. Abel had flocks. He offered up his firstlings. Hear that word? First. Firstlings of his flock and their fat, Scripture says. And the Lord had respect, we read in the Old English of the Bible. Literally in the Latin it is respexit. The Lord looked upon Abel and his offerings. But to Cain and to his offerings, he had no respect. They say that was probably because he gave to God not his first, but second best and leavings. He thought that would be enough. So God had no respect to Cain. In modern urban argot, or what they call today black English, they would probably say God disrespected Cain and his offering, and he deserved it, because to say with that same abominable verb, Cain disrespected God first. He did not give him his best. Cain, for his part, was exceedingly angry, Scripture says. God himself came to him and said, "You have no business being angry. This was your own free choice. You've brought it upon yourself." But no, even though God warned him, he takes his brother Abel out into the field, and he rose up and slew him. The first murder. Why? Veritas odium parat. Truth gives birth to hatred. A religious dispute, you might say. And even so has it been down throughout the centuries, right up through last night's suicide bomber outside the Coptic church in Alexandria in Egypt after their New Year's Eve services. The Mohammedans at it again. Dear Catholics, never complain about divisions or even about violence. It is a fact of life since Cain and Abel, since original sin. As it was in the beginning, it is now, and it ever shall be, until the end of time. You be concerned to offer your gift, your best, to God, being in your heart reconciled to your brother, in union with the sacrifice of the Mass our Lord himself offered to the Father. Mary gives us the example of the offering of first fruits. She offers her firstborn son to God. He's only 8 days old, but she causes him to submit to the Old Testament sacrament of circumcision, those first little drops of blood presaging the shower of precious blood that will flow from his heart at Calvary. For us, what would it look like, this offering of our first fruits to God? First comes resolutions. New Year's Day resolutions are an excellent idea because the resolution, like the thought, comes before the action. A good resolution, for example, would be to offer God the first fruits of your time. As soon as you open those little blue peepers of yours in the morning and you wake up, make the sign of the cross and say three Hail Marys to the Mother of God for purity and protection, and then pray your morning offering. Say your morning prayers first thing. And then in the evening, don't hold off your rosary or your evening prayers, your customary daily prayers, until you've accomplished everything on your list and maybe gotten in an extra result or two. Because when you do that, you're too tired. You're not giving God the first fruits of your day. Sometimes to give the first fruits is quite costly. Set aside your tithe, your proper offering to God and his church at the beginning of the month, instead of waiting to see what is left over at the end. First fruits. Have you noticed with cell phones how difficult it is to have a sort of a give-and-take conversation as you could in person or with a landline? I was just thinking of that yesterday. I was speaking to one of the monks who was expelled from Christ the King Abbey. And every time we're both speaking at the same time. Well, when that happens to you, let the other person speak first. Even if you're like me and you forget what you're going to say, probably what you're going to say wasn't that important anyway, offer the first fruits. Let the other person speak first. When it comes to others, put them first. Serve others to eat first, and then take care of your own needs. And when it comes, finally, to some of the greatest gifts, but also sacrifices, that God might bestow upon any of us, or upon a family, I speak of a vocation to the priesthood or to the religious life. Mom and Dad, for God's sake, rejoice that someone in your family may have been chosen to God, even if it means at the extreme that there might not be any grandchildren to carry on the family name. Make that sacrifice and happily give God your very best. It used to be, with the ups and downs of attendance at St. Gertrude during the week, I could always count on a good crowd for First Friday and First Saturday. Alas, it is no longer so. Not since the first Friday of June, which is the month of the Sacred Heart, and that should not be so. You know, I've explained to you before that every now and again, all of the pious people leave St. Gertrude, and it just leaves us sinners. And obviously, if we're sinners, we're not going to be at church during the week, right? Right. But our Lord gives us this wonderful offer, the first Friday, the first Saturday devotions for us sinners, so that at the end, He will respect us. He'll look down upon us with love. Make the first Fridays. There must be many new members of our church who have never made them, not with the real Mass. There must be many children who have made a communion, their first communion, but have never made their first Fridays or first Saturdays. Today, for devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart, God asks a communion of reparation for sins against her. You add to that confession within a week before or a week after, your rosary, you'd say it anyway, your five decades, and then this is the special part, to keep Mary company and think about, just meditate on, think about some of the mysteries of the rosary for 15 minutes. It might seem almost impossible, but it would bring you an increase of peace. And then Our Lady promises to be with you at the end for your salvation. The first Friday, this Friday is First Friday, the coming Friday, the day of our Epiphany, Solemn Mass, and Appreciation Dinner. Oh, and by the way, you're all invited because I appreciate all of you. Come to that Mass and make a communion of reparation, and then continue it with the children, especially those, give them the chance, they haven't done it yet, to make their 9 First Fridays. You give the first Friday of the month, 9 months in a row. All you have to do is to go to Holy Communion in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And let all of us, when we come to Mass, give God our very best. Remember, on the topic of the Mass, it is not enough to be going to a Latin Mass. Give God the pure oblation, the oblatio munda. Don't ruin your sacrifice as Cain did. Don't stain it with lies, with the mention of the name of an Antichrist at the holy canon of the Mass. And when you're here at a good holy Mass, give God everything, your full attention, your love, your time, all of these little sacrifices, and give Him too your petitions, and then visualize to yourself, you are Abel, the same Abel whom we mention at this canon of the Mass right after the consecration. And Almighty God is there, and He gazes down upon you, and His eyes and His face smile upon you, and He respects you. Why? Because you have respected Him. To give Him the very best. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.